know who it is.
It's Rick.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. May I please speak to Jody?
Yes, this is Jody.
Hi, Jody. This is Monica. I'm calling with Family First Home Care.
I was
reaching out to you because I see that you had spoken to the coordinator of the case for Dennis or Dina yesterday.
Yes.
Okay. And I saw the message here that she wanted me to mail over the requirements for you to onboard. But these are links that you need to complete electronically. There's nothing that we can mail out to you.
Okay.
For you to onboard.
Oh, boy, how are you going to find that?
Where do I find it at?
I just texted to you, and I think you were previously onboarding as well. I also texted you the first time, but I just resent you the links via text right now. Can you take
Where?
A look and see if you received the text message that I sent you?
Do I look under my Gmail?
No, via text. Where do you get text messages from?
Oh, my text.
Oh, under messages.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
If you like, I can also email it to you if you provide me with your email. Whatever is easier for you.
Which is easier, Dave? Messages or email?
Give me my email.
You can do it by email.
Not
okay.
Easier for you.
Can you text me the email address you want me to send it to?
Yes, I'll text you.
Okay.
Hang on, I got to go under my text messages.
Sure.
I got to hang up too.
That's fine. Well, I do have you on the phone. I have a couple of questions for you, Jody. Are you
yes.
up to date with your TB test?
Yes.
Perfect. When did
yes.
you get that done?
I just had one done like
2 months ago.
2 months ago.
I had one. Yeah, three of
okay.
them.
Yeah. Great. So when you have time, just send me the picture of the results for your TB test, okay? And again, you can either email it over or you can send it via text, whatever is easier for you.
I think Comfort Keepers has it, has my TB test.
Okay, is there any way that you can call them and ask them to send it to you, send you a copy of the results? Because they won't send it to us directly.
I don't know if they'll send it to me.
Did they pay for it?
Yeah, they paid.
They already paid for it.
Did
I had it done like.
Did you get the blood work done, or was it like the skin test that you had to go back 2 days later?
No, they did the blood test.
Okay, so you can. Did you do it at a LabCorp or a Quest Diagnostics?
Yeah, I did it over Quest in Pottsville.
You can call Quest directly and ask them to email you a copy of the results. You don't have to reach out to Comfort Keepers.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
And then once you get those results, just send it over to me. I also need a picture of your driver's license and your state ID. So I need the picture of the front and the back and a picture of your social security card, so two forms of IDs.
Okay.
Okay. And have you been living in Pennsylvania for more than 2 years?
I've been in Pennsylvania all my life.
Perfect. So do you have like an old expired ID from 2023 or older?
I have one that's updated to... I renew it every 3 years.
But do you keep, like, your old IDs?
Do we keep our old IDs, Dennis?
Oh, I never do.
He never does.
Maybe do you have, like, a pay stub from 2023, a bank statement that you can get? We basically need a proof of residency that you lived in Pennsylvania for more than 2 years. So it needs to have your name on it. It needs to have a Pennsylvania address. It doesn't need to be your current one. And then it needs to be from the date of 2023 and older. Is that something you can get for me?
Yeah, I was born and raised in Pennsylvania.
Okay. So then any letter, any pay stub, a bank statement, send me
about
a picture of that.
How about birth certificate?
I'm sorry?
How about birth certificate? I prove it. Okay,
let's go back and see what I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
He said a birth certificate.
We'll prove it.
Well, it has to be like, it can't be your birth certificate. It has to be like a letter, a pay stub, a bank statement. It could be an old, like, ID, state ID or driver's license.
See, the only thing is we don't get pay stubs because we're on Social Security disability.
Do you have any letters from Social Security that they've sent you in the mail from 2023 or older?
I don't think so.
I don't know what you got.
Do you have a bank account? You can get access to your bank statements, like older bank statements.
I am with Cackle.
You still get it. You get a bank account.
Yes.
You can still get a bank account.
Yeah, I save all my receipts. But they're dated for 2025.
I did go to the bank and ask them. Go back, borrow that. I did call them.
Yeah,
go ahead.
No, I was just hearing, Dennis, you can definitely go back to your bank and see if they can assist you. They should be able to pull up records from back then and provide you with, like, a bank statement.
Okay, what year are we looking for?
From 2023 or older.
Okay.
Okay, so, like, you can pull up something in January, February in 2023. That would be fine.
Okay.
All right, perfect. And I'll go ahead and send you the requirements via email. Just make sure you text me the email that you want me to send it to, and I'll send it right away, okay? You're going to have four links, which includes your application. There's going to be an acknowledgement test. If you want to opt out for a direct deposit, just fill out the direct deposit link. And then you have to complete your I-9 and W-4 form. So that's going to be for your IDs, and it's going to be for your taxes. Like if you declare yourself single, head of household, and if you have any dependents, that's where you would put there. Okay.
Yeah, I am single. I'm divorced.
Okay, perfect. So just make sure you complete that, okay?
Okay.
All right, Jody. I'll be in touch with you. If you have any questions, this is my direct number, okay? You can call me or text me at this line.
Okay.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Dennis.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.